April is Autism Acceptance Month. WNIJ talked to a Rockford couple who says music helped their son despite his diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention states that some children show signs of being on the spectrum as early as 12 months old. Alan and Charlotte Abanas say their son David was about 15 months old when they noticed a decline in his speaking.
All of a sudden, we had just a setback. We had his hearing tested at the time. That was fine. So we started speech therapy then. But we didn't have a diagnosis till he was probably kindergarten.
Charlotte says when David was in daycare, he came home one day with a bite mark on his shoulder. She explains that the caregivers told her he didn't cry when it happened. From there, David was put into a special preschool where he was diagnosed with primary attention deficit hyperactive disorder and secondary autism spectrum disorder. But soon after the first analysis, he was taken to a psychiatrist. They said for David, being on the autism spectrum was primary. Charlotte recalls how going to a simple outing could become a source of stress.
We went to a family gathering and he was just about two and they had real loud music and it was a sensory overload. And he would just act out and we'd pull him aside and explain to him, no, you can't act like that.
The Abanas have two other children who are much older than David. The largest age difference is about 20 years. They say his siblings were a huge help when David was growing up. Today, there are many resources for families dealing with autism spectrum disorder. But David's father, Alan, says there weren't many resources for their son back in the 90s. They had to go into the classroom to advocate for him. He says they told teachers, quote, do not be afraid of the word autism.
We've heard during time where, well, he's not going to go beyond sixth grade. And we're going, no.
David was moved to the Rainbow Academy after a particular incident took place.
He was starting to flap his hands. He was doing the spinning. The teacher would make fun of him. She would tell me that he just wasn't going to succeed in life at all. So Dorothy just took him under her wing. And of course, she's the one that told us he had the ear for music.
Charlotte is referring to jazz singer and educator Dorothy Page Turner. She says Page Turner followed David's progress since kindergarten and still encourages him today. Page Turner says David is the inspiration behind her series of books, Timbu, the South African Penguin. When asked about how it felt to be the muse behind the books, David's face lit up.
I read them. They were pretty good. It was just something that made me happy.
David says singing is his favorite pastime.
Whenever I was part of like one of the choral groups in either Rock Valley or Rock for Christian, I pretty much enjoyed when I sang.
David moved on to Rockford Christian School and graduated high school with honors. He is 28 years old now and works as a cleaning manager at a fitness facility. He has an associate degree in music education and is looking to continue his studies once the pandemic subsides. David has a message for other individuals on the spectrum.
You're pretty much special and that you're not the only one out there.
And he encourages them to never give up. I'm Yvonne Booz.